Hello again, everybody. It's Mark Alghini here backstage at the Bonnaroo Music and Art Festival, and very honored to have a conversation with a wonderful singer out of Southern California, Andra Day. How are you?
I'm well. Wow, your eyes are like bright blue. It's like
I didn't mean to like pull them off right before I introduced you. Like, here we go.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'm honored to be here.
Right on. I wanna ask you, because I was reading, I think it was in Essence magazine. It talked about how when you were growing up, you heard two singers, and I remember when I read that, I remembered when I heard those two singers, and I heard one when I was very young, and then I heard one later on in life. And I'm talking about, what was the feeling you had as a young girl when you heard Ella Fitzgerald's voice and Nina Simone's voice?
Oh gosh, it was, for me, it was such a departure, because I loved, even when I was young, listening to the huge voices of Whitney Houston and Celine Dion and Patti LaBelle and, you know, on down to Aretha Franklin and Etta James. But when I heard Ella Fitzgerald and when I heard Billie Holiday and, you know, Carmen McRae, Sarah Vaughan, Lena, those voices, you know, particularly Ella's, was just so different, you know, and it was really my discovery of jazz as well, you know. So it was like the phrasing is different, the note choice is different, the chord progressions are so different, and it's just, it opened up an entire world to me, you know, because I was like, I didn't even know you could approach music like this. There was nothing linear about what they did, and it was amazing. And I think for that reason, their voices were so instinctive. It was about delivery. For Billie, it was straight passion, you know. She didn't have the range that the other singers had, but it was just passion, you know. And the fact that she wanted to fashion her voice after Louis Armstrong's horn, you know, it's crazy. Like, I thought of that and I was like, God. So it was really my sort of foray into jazz, and that's when it sort of opened up different jazz musicians and the sounds and what you can do with that style of music and what it really is, you know. It was amazing.
Let's go to what you said about, you know, Billie Holiday trying to match her voice to Louis's horn. Is there something with you, when you're creating a vocal, is there something that you're trying to recreate, be it an instrument or an era or a vintage or style of music?
Yeah, I mean, at my core, really, I am a jazz singer, you know, but I think I experiment, so I call it soul music, and I think soul music is inherently genre bending. So really, I'm trying to not necessarily recreate what it is that they did, but pull from it, you know what I mean, and openly be inspired by it and make it what is me and what is now, you know. And so when it comes to, you know, fashioning my vocals after things, sometimes it's after strings, sometimes it's after a horn sound, or I love the warmth of a bass and I like to hear that in the lower register of my voice. And so, I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of taking and borrowing from those things, but making it yourself. I mean, I don't think we can move forward in music and art without looking back and being appreciative, you know, and loving, you know. So it's yeah.
And I want to talk about the title of the album, Cheers to the Fall. And again, in this same article that I read, you're kind of looking towards failure, but not like opening yourself to that possibility. And I've discovered in conversations with not only musicians, artists, chefs, a lot of creative people, that they actually don't mind being open to failure.
You have to be. I think what it is, when you hear that from people, maybe creative people, it's freedom is what they're talking about, you know, because I feel like sometimes people won't reach their full potential. They won't realize how great they are actually meant to be because they're so scared of criticism and scared of failure. But those things are going to come, you know what I mean? And actually, the criticism and the failure aren't really that. They're stepping stones to what the thing is. You know, when I'm in the studio, I like to say, no take is a bad take. It's just a stepping stone to the one. You know what I mean? No idea is a bad idea. It's just go crazy and then pare it back, and then you have your thing. You know what I mean? And so, cheers to the fall in anything, whether it's pursuing music or your art, or whether you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, or telling the truth about yourself, becoming vulnerable. And it says, go there, go all the way there, expose yourself. And it's okay, you know, if you spend your life trying to avoid criticism and failure, not only will you be unsuccessful, because it's going to happen anyway, you know what I mean, you won't be free and you won't feel free. And so that's really what cheers to the fall means. It means cheers to the, not idea, but the promise of failure and the promise of criticism, but also the promise of success, you know. And so I think it comes through that avenue, you know.
Yeah, really, there is, I don't think there's any artist from, you know, a master like, you know, say a Paul McCartney, like the Beatles had failed.
I mean, absolutely, right. I mean, and it's so funny because when you listen to their catalog, there are songs that people love. They're pining after everything the Beatles touch. And there's a few songs that they're like, we hated that. That was horrible. You know what I mean? And so it's just, you have to go through all of that. You know what I mean? In any area of life, you know?
Well, Andrew, I know you've got like a whole mess of things to do today. I could sit and talk with you for hours, and someday maybe we can sit down and chat longer. Backstage with Andrew Day here at Bonnaroo. I'm Mark Allegheny for 99.9 WWCT.